It's amazing how a natural area like the California Delta can support the economy and lifestyles of tens of thousands of people. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Jeffrey Michaels is a professor at the University of the Pacific. He studies the economies of the Central Valley of California. When we talk about these economies, we can't help but talk about water, and water in the California Delta is at the hub of this conversation.
Well, the Delta itself is a place. It's a region of 700,000 acres. It spans partly portions of six counties, significant portions of five counties. It's a place with a population of about 600,000 people. It produces about $850 million worth of agricultural farm gate output each year, attracts 10 million recreational visitors. So it's a place. It doesn't fit a political boundary, but it's a place like a county in California. Its primary economic base is agriculture, and also the transportation industry and the utility industries are very big in the Delta, particularly for some of the more urban and populated areas that are around the edges of the Delta. And the utilities and the transportation lines that go through the Delta are a very critical distribution point. So that's the second important part of the economy there. And the third important part of the economy, it is an inland area in California that's been high growth. And so there has been a significant amount of construction, in the areas around the Delta. It's hard to separate the Delta from the five counties around it, particularly when you're talking about San Joaquin County, the Stockton area, and the east side of Contra Costa County, the areas around Antioch, Pittsburgh, Brentwood, those areas. There's a lot of population there, and they're very connected to the Delta. They're also very distressed areas that have been hit very hard by they were fast-growing areas. They've been hit hard by the construction industry, but the industries that have held up and what's really propping up the economy in those regions right now is the agriculture, and it is the transportation and the energy and the utility industries, much of which is connected to the Delta itself.
There are some things about California's Delta that people don't really know about.
People don't realize that the largest natural gas production field in California is in the Delta, as well as the largest natural gas storage facility in the U.S. They don't know that 10% of California's electricity supply in the summer goes through transmission lines in the Delta. And so it's a very important place to protect from flooding. And there's too many concerns that all we have to do is protect the water supplies from flooding, that we need a canal or a tunnel that protects the water supplies from the risk of a levee failure. But when you look at it from the big picture of the economy of California, there's much, much more at risk in terms of infrastructure than water supply. It's important energy infrastructure. There's shipping channels to the ports that are growing in inland California. There's energy infrastructure, electricity production, and the economic impacts and values of this actually exceed the water. And that's why, in our view, that this idea that to disinvest in Delta levees and invest in some sort of canal or tunnel for the water supply system is a very poor decision economically for the state of California. It's focused entirely on the problems of one aspect of the economy and is not looking at the economy with a big picture.
Making decisions about the California Delta has been a difficult task for California politicians and regulators. Jeff was amazed to discover that earthquake and flood disasters caused the most economic damage at the Delta itself. The economic loss from exported water is not the largest concern.
Nobody has done a complete comprehensive cost-benefit analysis of all these options. We've looked at various components of it. The Department of Water Resources itself had what people call the DREAM studies, these Delta Risk Management Strategy studies. First one came out, was very controversial about earthquakes and levee failures and everything. But if you're an economist and you actually read through the technical appendices like we did, some of the things that are most interesting about even those earthquake scenarios that we're all hyped about, Southern California is going to lose its water, the majority of the economic costs that come from an earthquake are in the Delta itself. In fact, the water export loss is only 20% of the economic loss of the massive earthquake scenario. The infrastructure losses are to highways and to energy and these other things I've discussed are even more. And then you also would have the significant flooding losses in the Delta itself to property and to agricultural production and et cetera, et cetera. You know, these things were not in the executive summary. It was all about the water system and the impact on the water system, because that's what the Department of Water Resources cares about the most. But their own research shows, again, that the vast majority of the economic impacts are in the Delta itself. And, you know, we think it's just insane to use a study like that to justify a strategy that's focused on protecting 20% of the cost rather than a levy strategy which protects 100% of the losses, including the water exports themselves. So, you know, if you really get into the numbers, the economics are clear. The phase two of the DREAM study by the Department of Water Resources in the executive summary says isolated conveyance is their preferred strategy. But if you look at the technical appendices of the costs and benefits, it shows that investing in the levees has the highest benefit cost ratio of any of the things that they looked at.
The California society leans heavily on the Delta to support the needs of the economy and lifestyles of its communities. Water supply, food, power, transportation, and commerce and recreation each uphold important parts of the economic strength of California. The many Delta stakeholders tend to look at their own interest, hoping that the Delta will continue to provide them with what the future will demand from their lives. If each stakeholder looks only at their own needs, the Delta will surely become drained of its capacity to provide. A new approach for viewing decisions of the Delta may now be emerging. This approach focuses more on commitment to a future that encourages a strengthened economy that maintains a resilient and healthy Delta. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.